Hello and welcome to Keywords, coming to you today from our Beak Street office in Soho, London. My name's Elise McKenna and I'm going to introduce today's storyteller. Storytelling is at the heart of inspiring others, and Keywords aims to combine traditional storytelling with a keyword, that hugely significant thing which propels a story with passion and purpose. We all have irresistible stories to tell, so thank you for coming along and listening to one of them today. Today, our storyteller is Kai, who's one of our retail interns, and Kai's keyword is, in brackets, other. Everybody, please give a very warm welcome to Kai.
I've always been different. My mum could tell me that much when I went from playing with my little ponies, mostly the pink kind, to hunting monsters online. When I came out as trans, my family weren't shocked, but they weren't amused either. However, I'm not here today to tell you about my big coming out, the arguments that I had with my mum or burning my old clothes in a daze of frustration. Fast forward to me at 16, 17, I was never openly out. My family and a trusted few friends knew. This is the moment, the very first time I've ever openly talked about being trans. I guided a lot of my friends through coming out to their family and always tried to make sure I was a strong ally. Even now sitting here, I'm not quote unquote normal. For those of you sitting in front of me, it might be very clear, but for those of you listening, I'm currently wearing all black clothes with lots of lace, lots of gold, and about a kilo's worth of jewelry, and I actually weighed it before. I guess you could best describe me as eccentric. However, the moment that I want to talk to you about is not something that happened on a singular occasion, but I think it was the most eye-opening for me. I woke up one morning and did my usual social media check before getting ready for the day. It was the times of MySpace, Facebook just emerging, and social media kings and queens. I had a message from a friend that I had known briefly from another friend and indirectly helped coming out. The message read as follows. Just to let you know, what you're doing is damaging our reputation. You say you're trans, but you're still having long hair and wear clothes that are, at best, androgynous. I'm wondering if you're doing this out of attention, but I just want to let you know that you doing this makes the rest of us trans men a lot harder to be taken seriously. I suggest you finally decide what you want to be, because what you're doing at the moment is a farce. It's just some friendly advice, because no one takes you seriously anymore. I was shook, hurt, and finally at a loss for words. I still don't know what I should have said. There wasn't much room for a reply. I was made to feel isolated. Unfortunately, comments like this for people like me are everywhere, even from our own community. I spent the best part of a month in my dad's old t-shirt and cast off jeans. I felt like an imposter, and not only dysphoric, but also defeated. I resigned myself more and more into an online persona that was seemingly cold and untouchable, but terrified of anyone who might find out. Surprisingly, many queer people have tried to out me to the world in my time, be it setting up a fake Facebook account with my birth name or bombarding me with anonymous messages full of hateful mails like, "We know you're a girl. Everyone knows you're a girl. Stop pretending you will never be a boy. You can put on cat ears and a tail and it still won't make you a cat, so stop pretending you're something you're not." I lived like this for a pretty long time. Fast forward, I moved to London from good old Germany in 2014, leaving everything behind. My old name, identity, even a lot of old friends. In a new town, in a different country, nobody knew my name or story. I was under thousands of others. It took me a long time to recuperate from my teenage years, as it was hard to establish new genuine connections due to the constant fear of being outed by others like me or people who are in the category other. That's what hurt the most. I wasn't welcome in the gay community, and I was certainly not welcome in the trans community. I felt like the misfit of the outsiders. People simply did not know what to make of me. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? What is it? This question still gets me agitated. I wish I could pretend that life has made me stronger and that I now, by my own accord, talk to you guys, but that's not true, even though I'd love to pretend. Living in London was so easy. There were so many people and it was easy to dive under. I kept my secret locked away and tried to lose the key for it. For many, many years, I lived like this. A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of working in our Oxford Street store, and I had an experience of what I would consider the other kind. A young boy and girl came up to me and very politely asked me for a selfie. As I was dressed to meet the Queen, I happily did. Afterwards, they were super excited, telling me that in their country, it would be impossible to look like me, and that they found it so inspiring to meet me. I gave them my Instagram, which is unusual for me nowadays, as I'm a little bit more cautious, especially in getting in touch with customers. But I was happy to stay in touch with them. When I came home, I found this message in my inbox. Hi, it's me, the boy from earlier. I just want to say thank you for being so kind earlier. I'm a trans man and living in my country is very hard, but seeing you was inspiring and you really, really made my day. I was really down today as I felt dysphoric, and after meeting you, I felt so inspired and encouraged to at one point move away from my home and do whatever I want. Thank you so very much. Needless to say, I was shook again, however, very, very differently. And I decided to tell this boy my best kept secret, and we spent the best of the next couple of hours chatting back and forth about life, school, bullies, everything. He told me he got beaten up. I told him that I've experienced this before myself, and how his parents made his life harder, and how his school was a living hell. It resonated with me a lot, as these were all things that I had experienced myself. I offered him to message me, call me, beep me whenever he needed to, and whenever he felt down, I would be there to help him. Even though I wasn't able to fly into his country and beat up those bullies, which I was really itching to do, I still felt like I could make a difference, and being able to offer advice and comfort to someone so vulnerable was in a position I've been not too long ago. I guess what I'm trying to tell you guys is be the person you desperately needed to have when you were this age. Be the best ally you can be. Open your mind and be the other person. Be the anti-movement. Be whoever the fudge you want to be. I promise you, I will be with you all the way. Thank you for listening.
Keywords with Kai. If you work for Lush and you'd like to tell a Keywords story of your own, please do get in touch via email, or you can contact us via the Podcasts from Lush Facebook group. Thank you very much for listening today, and if you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.